Alishu chelik alef kuf mem dalid. Perek sheni, mahen midois. How do we define midois? Rambam kore midois de ois. Rambam calls them de ois, that's in Hilchos de ois. De ois bechina sichlis. It's a word that has an intellectual connotation. It's a word that we use for to connote knowledge. Anu regilim lirois bemidosin lekuchos hakvoim benafshenu. We are accustomed to see our midois as fixed forces within our psychology, like other permanent components of our personality, sight, hearing, the feeling of hunger and satiation. There's a great difference here between defining something as a permanent, hardwired part of one's psychology or as something intellectual. As follows, im hamidois en koichois. If you define midois, and if there are forces, natural forces within the human being, if sharla akor leachlifazen, it would be impossible to uproot or to replace them. It would be just like sight or hearing. Those are things that cannot be taken out. Achim en muskalois yesh veyesh leshanasan. If midois are something that is part of one's intellectual makeup, then potentially one can change them. It seems hamidois hen gam deois vegam kochois. It seems that midois are a combination. Kesheanu misbodenim b'midoisenu, when we reflect deeply upon our midois, nimtza shel muskalois rishonim, we find that they are axiomatic to us. Muskal rishonu lakaasan, it's axiomatic to the irascible person, ki alav lisrageiz bechema shfucha, that he has to explode, he has to erupt in rage. When somebody transgresses his wishes or insults him. Muskal rishon lebal ga'ava. Similarly, it's axiomatic to a bal ga'ava. Ki magia lo kavod v'teila, that he deserves, is worthy of kavod and praise. Similarly, muskal rishon le'atzel ki alav lachadoil mikol ma'amatz l'maase tov. It is axiomatic, it's obvious and taken for granted by the lazy person that he should desist from any efforts. Hamuskal shel amida, that axiom that a person has, ne'ezar al yedei tziur barur hashamur belev adam, it's assisted by clear mental imagery, keitzad alav lifoel, as to how the person should act, react. La ka'asan ish tziurei ka'as, the ka'asan has mental imagery as to how to respond to certain circumstances. Leva'al ga'ava tziurei kavoid. Similar to Baal Gavah, certain mental images. Ve'la'atzel tziorei sakanos akuchos b'chol ma'aseh tov. All sorts of mental constructs about what could happen if he initiates something. Tziorim eil hinam l'arev dimyonim. Usually, in the majority of cases, these mental images have their source in the dimyon. They're really fantasies. So the combination, muskal rishon mut'eh, this incorrect first axiom, and mental images that arise from the dimyon, hein hamidos and the kulkalos shanu mutzim b'kibbenu. Those are the negative midos that we find within ourselves. That combination. Kashanu ma'amikim lizbonen b'midosinu. So when we delve deeply to look into amidos, u'ma'avirim es ha'muskalos tachas shevet ha'bikuris, and when we take these axioms and we put them under the microscope, we look at them very carefully. Na'amod ala ta'oyos shebemuskalos elu. Then we can ascertain the mistakes in these axioms. Ha'seichel ve'halacha beyachad machim. It's the one's mind and the halacha in combination, together, that determine ma'u ha'muskal ha'amiti shel kol mida u'mida. What should be the true axiom for every mida? What should be the true standard? Together, the seichel and halacha. Ha'seichel mochiach, for example, one's intellect and experience will illustrate that anger misses the mark. It doesn't achieve what it was supposed to achieve. Number one, it does not inspire in the other party any additional respect for this person. Ela, quite the contrary. Lag, mockery, and even sometimes hatred towards the person who's full of kas. So one's mind and experience tell him that this is just not correct, that axiom is in fact mistaken. Similarly, if one analyzes ga'ava, sa ga'ava eina emes. We know that kiloi baron esma alesina, whatever abilities I do have, whatever talents hadn't created us. It was given to us. The Geus Magia Raclabore, and the fact that Geus really is deserved only by the Creator. Similarly, Hatzlus Enemetzitis, one can rationally arrive at the conclusion that one's laziness or fear of certain consequences is not realistic. Whatever he imagines will happen, it doesn't really exist. So one can analyze these axioms, first of all, and come to realize through a combination of Sechel and Halakha that they are incorrect and what the real standard should be. The second step, Kasher Sechel Masmit Bevirur HaMidois, when the mind continues, when it diligently analyzes, clarifies HaMidois, Hu Boichen Gam Es HaTziurim HaMunachim BeLibeinu, it also analyzes the mental imagery that we have, Umochanim Lisoirer, that mental imagery that is ready to erupt, Kerega, just instantaneously, Bevor Ma'aseh Yadenu, when the moment comes. Bimkoim HaTziurim HaMutim, so instead of these incorrect images, Yevarer HaSechel HaTziurim HaNechonim, the mind can then select and craft correct mental imagery. How should I respond to certain circumstances? El malish of, what should I aspire to? Berev hamachshava vehasmadas ergel. So through lengthy thought and constantly applying oneself in this area, over tziurim hanechonim, and by recognizing and developing and crafting correct imagery, Yavoi Hayoim, the day will come, Menishtamesh b'muskalos ha'amitim sh'asech, and see we can use the real standards, the correct standards that the mind determined, uvetzirim hanechonim sh'yetzav v'kava, and correct mental imagery that the mind crafted and developed, uvazeh nagia l'tikun hamidos. That's called tikun hamidos. So to summarize, hare hamidos dei oisen, there's certainly, as we see now in this process that he calls tikkun hamidos, you see how much the mind is involved. Mimeli, you can call it deois. You can see what the Rambam calls it, hilchos deois. Veshayach likboa bilchos deois. And therefore, the Rambam could, in fact, write a whole section called hilchos deois. Kitzad al adam lisnei b'midos, a high person should ideally behave. Al yesoid ze mushtetes kol avodasenu b'midos. It's on this foundation that our entire avodah in midos is based. Lulei ze, if not for this, what we described in the previous page, lo haya le'il yadenu letakenu l'shanes midos, it would not be within our capacity to change, to repair, to improve midos. That's one stage. Ulam, however, one should know le'omek shorshei hamidos adayin le'iganu. What we're talking about is the visible part of the midah, not its root. Gam im itzlachnu le'achalif tziurim mutim, even if we do succeed in changing the incorrect mental imagery, ולתקן מושכלויס כוזבים במידויס, and to change various axioms that we had, which is what we described in the previous page, שורש המידה הרעה נשאר בעומק הנפש. The root of that midah remains, ולעוקרו לגמרי נבצר מידה. To completely uproot it is impossible. Perhaps one can compare it to a process of mowing one's lawn. So one's in a position to cut above the surface. The roots remain. Beri'a amukahin kol amidois. The midois are a deep creation. Ve'ilu lo nivre'u banu. Had they not been created within us, lo hayu nimtza'iz b'kibenu. They would not be found within us. Al beri'a zoinema. It's about this that the pasuk in Yeshayahu says, yoitzer oir uvorei choyshech. Also the negative. Oise shaloim uvorei ra. Ani Hashem oise kol eile. Midos ra'ois b'tziyurein uvta u'yoisehen in me'ikarei yetzirah. The cause of midos ra'ois is one of the fundamentals of the yetzirah, of Hashem's creation of the world. Ha'meyusedes al bechirasin b'intoi v'ra. It's based on this, on the ability to choose. Ha'bechira mechayeves, and that implies necessarily shiyu banu shorashim shemidos ra'ois, that the roots of midos ra'ois remain, even after one has done what was described in the previous page, the tikkun ha'midos. And therefore, the author says, "Na gam adam shetiken midosav eino b'toch mishoshen." And as we just said, even a person who has repaired and improved his midos cannot be certain about the roots. Shoshei hamidos, those roots that remain, yecholim latzmiach shuv deois raois mutois because voice. Those roots can once again sprout deois, which are negative and incorrect and misleading. Rabbeinu Agoin Rabbi Yisrael Salanter Kosav, he writes, Ki bishnoisa neorim yishlis maser tikkun midos, that in one's youth, one should devote oneself to tikkun midos, which is what we described in the previous page. Uvgil ha'amida, and when one gets to middle age, lichvishas ha'yetzer, to suppressing, which in our analogy before, say in one's youth, that's mowing the lawn. And then in one's middle age, to place something, to press down on it so that the roots do not once again sprout something negative. Ki bimrutzas hazman, as time goes by, ein adam batuach shelo tis'orer nashuv midosoy. So a person cannot be certain that those roots will not sprout negative midos. It's in one of his letters. Hu asher amanu, this is what we just said above. Gam tikkun hamidos en magel shorash hamidos. Tikkun hamidos, that improvement, that perfection, doesn't reach the root. Ela ladei ois, it reaches the intellectual part, v'atzirim ha'olim el toch tchum hakarasenu, and those mental images that present themselves in our conscious, in our consciousness, or yomdim al saf et tchum hazeh, or at least they stand at the edge of consciousness. Kach shebema'amatz shel hisbonenus, so that with effort of analysis and reflection, nuchal lemashesh oisam, we can feel them. But that's as far as tikkun hamidos goes, and it stops there. Afterwards, there are the roots, and therefore Rabbi Yisrael Zalman said that later in life, one needs to be koyvesh v'yetzer. Adkan.